Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. On today's date is a Wednesday. Usually have a Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis will be off today, but we're going to have a show anyway. It is Wednesday, June the 20th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate to give us a call at 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and today's show is going to be budget in your preparedness. How to create a budget for your preparedness is one of the things, some of the things that we're going to be talking about. So definitely want you to get involved in that. But hey, everyone, we got to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and its social media platform, BTR Community. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com, or www.btrcommunity. Join and become a member for only $24 a year. And with that yearly subscription, you can post inside of the platform your social media activities within reason. And that's very, very important that we don't abuse the platform and use it for other than what it was intended for. So you can definitely do that. You could post things about yourself, your business, and or other things that you think need to be given more attention. So you could do that there for only $24 a year. You can't do that on other platforms. So come on over to BTR Community for $24 a year. Also, support the network by making any financial donations to the network so the network will remain on air. And very important that the donation that we do make our donations to this network, because it is a truly organic grassroots platform, that is all about you, the listeners. It was created for you, the listeners, a platform where you can engage in some media and engage in some dialogue that is beneficial to you, your family, and our overall community at large. So it is necessary for this platform, in order for it to continue to go forward, for it to have the overall financial wherewithal. And that can be done by you giving some donations to the network. All donations, regardless of their size, is greatly, greatly appreciated. So definitely want to support the network and keep it in good standing so that we can have this network and move forward, because we're definitely going to need this network. We have always needed networks like Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, and that is not going to change going forward in the future. It's only going to continue to be a real pressing need, and this is something that we already have. We don't want to lose it, so please make make donations. Give to the network so that we can continue to strive and provide for you, the everyday listener and participant within the overall network. Now, I'm going to say that Scotty will tell you there's a lot of people that listen to daily, listen to Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by the network. But we need those, all of those listeners, or a large share of those, and the numbers are, I mean, it's so, the disparity between those that do donate and those that listen is so great. It is so, so great. And so, and some people are you know, they're engaging in BTR every day, daily. So it would be, it is really incumbent upon us to appreciate what it is that's provided for us, and not think that we are entitled to that. This is a very expensive and is a very detailed programming that's required, and so it requires financial support. So please support the network and show your appreciation by supporting the network. Is greatly, and that is what is needed to move forward. So with that being said, also would like to say to you, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, which is a full-service precious metal dealership. Just check out what's in inventory there, then send an email to Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show or a Black Talk Radio Network listener, so that there can be someone that can explain to you the overall process. And that's very, very important. And it's to your benefit. So definitely, and just explain to you the buying process. So definitely do that, okay? And it will only be used, won't be used for any sales calls or anything of that nature. All right, so that's what's there. And let me see what else. That's about it. We got a lot of stuff that what's in the news. Big ups. I just want to say my man Jambone always sends me some stuff. There are a couple of people that have actually emailed me some news things. Greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to definitely jump into some of that, look at some of that. I forgot in, you know, the time that I, because I have a lot of time that I put up stories. And so I will definitely be using some of that. Big ups to my man Carlos. Carlos, thank you for sending me the article that was there. And big ups to my man Roz that actually put in articles inside of Tando Radio Show's page. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. There's a lot that's there. I don't know we're going to be able to get to all of it today, because we got to get into this show. Very, very important. Very, very important. So if you'd like to be a part of messing up there. So let me jump into what's in the news. 1 second. Let me get situated here, set up. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, which is very important, a dialogue is more important than a monologue, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Okay, first article I posted from RT International, Way to Disaster. Moscow warns the U.S. against deploying WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, in space. Threatens with tough response. Washington plans to create a space force. Could lead to a catastrophic outcome. A Russian senator has warned Moscow is ready to strongly retaliate if the U.S. violates the Outer Space Treaty by putting weapons of mass destruction into orbit. You know that they are, definitely. So check out that article, and it's there. Next article from Press TV, oil price hike. Trump's fault is what Iran said. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News, North Korea. Kim praises unity with China in wake of meeting with Trump. In wake of meeting Trump. Sorry about that. The Asian Pacific leaders got our meeting in China. So check out that article. Next article got from Institute. Deutsche Bank's trouble raises worries about the future of the Eurozone. The Eurozone banking sector is huge. In April 2018, the total balance sheets amounted to 30.9 trillion euros and accounted for 268% of the gross domestic product in the euro area. Unfortunately, however, many euro banks are in lousy shape. So check out that article. I don't know if we're going to touch that one. We may. Very, very important, because that same spinach is the spinoff from that and the overall collapse of the common person's economy is definitely happening everywhere and ramping up. Next article from RT International. Separating children from their family is nothing new. The U.S. has been doing it for decades. Yes, absolutely. And this article is so true, but it doesn't really speak about what we all know that the U.S. has been doing. The U.S. has always been a state of tyranny against, and I always like to say that the U.S. has always practiced domestic violence against its so-called citizens and the people that live within this border, particularly in our community, but in all communities. They do it to all, but the highlighted portions and the disparity of treatment is definitely within our community, but this is nothing new. The U.S. has always been a terrorist state. It has had the greatest acts of terrorism in modern times, more than any other state that they have on their list of the so-called axis of evil or anything else. There has not been a state more evil and terroristic than the U.S., and that is why we have to prepare, because the world is going to purge itself of the U.S., and this is all a part of the system and what they want done, in my opinion, and is going to cause for a lot of displacement, particularly within the corporation known as the United States of America, and you have to be definitely prepared for that. This is why we started this program. This is why we do what we do. This is why we talk about what we talk about. Okay, so check out that article. Next article from Press TV, Israeli bombs rain down on Gaza. Next article from Nothing But Criminal News, NBC News, Nothing But Criminal News. Pompano cancels Senate briefing on North Korea deal. Check out that article. Next article from the Washington Post, Laura Bush opinion. Laura Bush, separating children from their parents at the border breaks my heart. Check out that article. Then next article from the Daily Beast, migrant boys on the borderline. And these are migrants from within Mali that are migrating to France and Italy. So check out that article. Very, very significant thing. There is, and I'm going to tell you, this has been happening for a while, but one of the things that is one of the tactics that the system uses is to move people in mass numbers all over to displace them, because that's how the system is able to move in and garnish so much control over resources, physical resources, and not only that, over people's lives as they're displaced and needing all forms of kinds of assistance. And it was actually aggravated and actually was put into effect by choice. And what I mean by it is people are being targeted around the world. And we have to, as people from around the world, we have to realize that and not make ourselves such a easy, viable prey to this system. There are things that we could do to mitigate that. Next article from Press TV, U.S. Senate approves $716 billion military budget. The U.S. Senate has almost unanimously approved a massive $716 billion military spending for the upcoming fiscal year. And I'm telling you, this is all gearing up for the overall war that is at our doorstep and going to definitely continue to move forward. Next article, MSNBC's Mika shames Fox host over Children Detention Center. I couldn't even read the script. Check out that article Rise posted from Raw Story. Another article from Raw Story. Rise posted Jeff Sessions is using this historical racist law to justify Trump's biased baby jails. Excuse me, it wasn't biased baby jails, but just added that in to justify Trump's baby jails. Check out that article. Next article, and Rise wrote in the commentary, this is the mindset of the system. So true. Trump fans whine about reports on baby jails, and it says, quote, quit trying to make us feel teary-eyed for the children. And this is where people are just, you know, this represents these type of individual people are foolishly ignorant, and all I would have to say to that is the foolish ignorance that we have about how this system works. People think that they're entitled and they have privilege. And let me tell you, this system absolutely cares not about those individuals. They will be exploiting them. And there's going to be and what the system likes to do is that it likes to instigate the overall evilness and the hatred so that they can manipulate and move their will into place without anyone challenging it. And the key to that is this. The system wants a certain number of people in one position for so long, then it takes it from them because this economy it created, this overall civilized mantra and policies and procedure it created, and it snatches it and then it places other, and the people that are unaware of how the system works, they love that and they say that's justice. There is no such thing as justice in this system. There is no such thing. And so people, what happens is that today you may be in one position by the overall hierarchy that this system tries to establish. But believe me, they're going to snatch that from the bottom and from the top and switch it all around. And it's really a keen and cunning thing to do, is because they're playing off of the hate that is seeded in the people, and they justify, by doing that, it justifies their overall maintaining control over everyone. So today's people that are at the bottom, the system will switch and put them at a higher position, and everyone that is perceivingly thinking that they're on top, it will snatch and take that from them. And a case in point is what I'm saying is this. The U.S. thought it was a privileged country in so many different ways, by so many different means. You can go through all of the means, by race, by economy, by so-called education, and all of those things. Well, what happens with the system is that they hate everyone equally. What they're going to do is that they allow certain individuals that they allow for the system to make a separation between people, to divide and to have the overall evil reign. And what they do, the people that's at the top for so long, they think that they've been at the top for a while, and they think 100 years is a long time. They think 200 years is a long time. People think one generation, two generations, always up to five generations is a very long time, and it's absolutely not. The overall living planet has been around for millions. And what they do is they switch it so that the head becomes the tail, and the tail becomes the head. This is where the slave becomes king and the king becomes the slave. They switch it around. And that is definitely happening now and is going to proceed in a very rapid pace. And I would always say be careful of that, because there is no justice in that. It's just the musical chairs that the system plays. So great article Raz posted there. Check it out from Raw Story. That's there. Next article, Raz got this from Science Alert. Slow earthquakes people can't even feel could be building up to a major San Andreas disaster. Check out that article. And then another great article Raz got from Science Alert. These are the deadliest lab-made biological threats we aren't ready for, says new report. Check out that article. Next article, Raz got this from World Crunch. Is it time for AI to replace politicians? And replacing of things is going to be key going forward, because in order to replace things, first you have to crash the whole system. And that's what they're going to do, crash the common person's economy. Next article, Raz got this one from the Mercury News. Verizon and AT to rein in selling location info to data brokers. Check out that article. Next article, Raz put this one as a must read from Tech 2. And this is the SC agrees to hear private case against social media communication hub. Technology News first posted, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case filed against the government's proposal of social media communication hubs, a proposal which all at once, move this down, a Cambridge Analytics and Snowden revelation of NSA, and it stops there, the subtitle. I'm going to have to definitely read this one because I want to know what's going on there. Great article there. Next article, Raz posted this from Truth Out. North Korea agrees to denuclearize, but when will the U.S.? Remember, I've been talking about this for a while. When they talk about denuclearization, they're talking about kicking out the U.S. And I also would agree it's more than time for the U.S. to denuclearize. In my estimations, the U.S. is the only country, the U.S. and Israel is the only country that should be denuclearized, because they're the only ones that have ever used them.
Hey, Dave.
They're the ones that violated it. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
And I think it's also important that those war games stop too, because that's just an annual threat. I participated in those, you know, during my time in the service. I went 1 year, and you know they are flying nuclear bombers, and so you're threatening them with nuclear weapons. So you know I can't call it for you know somebody else, but I just don't trust the United States, and they would have to totally remove their presence from there. You know, from the Koreas. I believe, because there's some other news about, you know, the two Koreas been talking to each other about in the upcoming Asia Games competing as one nation. So I think the current, as you call them, figureheads in Korea, especially South Korea, is looking at unification down the road. I really believe that. I think Kim Jong-un would be more than happy to step aside out of power and just live the lifestyle of the rich and famous and travel the world and shoot selfies. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he So I do foresee the unification of Korea if the Koreans do this right.
Yep. And yeah, that's I agree, Scotty. That's, you know, it was a couple of years ago we saw that this was starting to be the trend, and it's significant. And this is basically the reunification of the Koreas, just basically means this, that the U.S. is no longer militarily, geopolitically, or economically relevant to hold that overall line. They can't hold that armistice. They can't hold that overall separation between those two, the two. Because North Korea has a lot of the assets and the expansion in the emerging economy capability that South Korea needs. And South Korea has a very functioning, very thriving economy. And so to put that the family back together would mean only a stronger Korea.
Yeah,
and the reason why the Koreans are actually separated is only from one thing and one thing only, because
think,
of the U.S.
Think about this, Dave. One of the things that the soldiers from the base I was stationed in Hawaii, whenever they would go over there, they would come back with all kind of counterfeit goods. And a lot of time, it's not like the stuff is fake. It's stuff that American companies have contracted, like Converse, tennis shoes, all kinds of Gucci handbags. All they have contracted with these factories. And the rejects, you know, the rejects are sold out the back door. I'm talking about quality control for anybody that's worked in that type of textile industry or the clothing industry. They get sold out the back door. You know what I'm saying? That's where these bootleg Jordans you get on the street come from. So based off of what you just said, imagine the workforce would possibly double overnight. So you will have the workers and the factories. It don't take nothing to throw up a factory. So, and like you said, then the natural resources of both. It just sounds odd for me to even, because I'm adopting the white supremacist dictate when I look at them as two Koreas. You know what I'm saying? Who split that
right.
up? You know, that was split up after World War II, so it just sounds incorrect. I feel incorrect in even talking about them like they separate people. That's one, that, you know. So anyway, you are exactly right with that manufacturing capability and that workforce. They would probably even rival China in a decade or two.
Yes, Scotty. After a while, they would definitely, their overall economic input and output, import and export, would rival that of China. And that is one sleeping economic giant that the system knows about, and they're going to use that in the future. So true. And that is what, and the only thing that holds it in the current position is the U.S. And that, and this, why you having these talks and all this other stuff is because this is classic evidence that the U.S. has lost its overall positioning. It can't hold it anymore. And this is some of the real reasons why you need to prepare that many people, one, is not being talked about as, do you know what this really means? This means that the untied states of America is right around the corner, and it is going to definitely happen. And that's something that we need to be prepared for. So, all right, so that's what we're at the 5:30 mark. Let me hurry up, get back into the show because it's a very, very important show. But that's really what, you know, today and what we were talking about with Scotty is all a part of today's show as well. We're going to be talking about, one, how to budget for preparedness individually. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation of that, then definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I think it's very, very important that we do that. But, you know, there's one article real quickly, and I'm going to read this one, and it was sent to me by my man, Carlos. Carlos, thank you so much for the stuff that you send me, my man. Thanks, Raj, for all of the input that he puts into a Tando Radio Show. Jambone sends me different things. There was, I believe someone out of the UK was sending me some stuff. Greatly appreciate it. I'm going to take a look at all of that stuff. So thank you. So there's an article that Carlos sent me today, and I didn't see it. It was from RT International. And here it is. Let me move this on. If I could just pull it up. And here's the title while I'm waiting for it to pull up. Excuse me one second, is that small Asian nations dump the dollar and yuan for gold amidst growing trade hostilities. Very, very important. And we need to check out this article and to get a full grasp of this, because everyone around the world knows where things are going, and that is very, very important for them, and they're definitely going to move in that direction. So let me just but the article is not that long, but what it basically is talking about, because I can't get it to pull up right now, it's talking about some of the smaller countries are dropping the dollar and and also the yuan, which is very, very smart. And they're using gold as a form of trade to hedge against trade wars between Washington and Beijing. And that's significant because these trade wars are going to lead to shooting wars and everything else, and the overall economy is going to collapse. And the individuals that have are aware of that, what they're doing and is very wise, is they're taking their paper dollar currency, they're taking their currency and exchanging it for real money. Why Prosperity Mint is there. It's what you should be doing. And that's smart because gold and the precious metals can never go to zero. The dollars, yuans, rubles, pesos, reals, euros, all of the different currencies around the world, all of them, pounds, all of them have gone to zero and will go to zero. So the smart thing to do is not to be caught up into that and to get into something before the proverbial common person's economy completely collapses, because then there's going to be a mad dash for resources that are going to be in short supply. And by doing that, you can save your family, you can save your community, you can save so much. And that's very, very important, and people around the world are aware of that. And this article would not pull up for me, once it does, but that's very, very important. And so in today's show is critical, is absolutely critical that we budget in for preparedness. And I want to talk about some of those things with you. If you have any inputs on that, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And it doesn't matter how much cash you have or how little cash you have, you still can budget into preparing and preparedness. And that's what I really want to talk about with you all. Even those that may have. Yes, Scotty, go ahead.
What's the title of the article? I'll pull it up for you and read some of it for you since you can't get to it.
Let me see if I can.
I'm on your thread.
Scotty, let me. Yeah, it's on the thread. It's the last one on. I think it's like one of the last ones on the thread, Scotty. We don't, you know, it's a real, real short
okay,
article.
Okay, I got it. RT International.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. It's loading up now. Small Asian nation dumps dollar and yuan for gold amid growing global trade hostilities. This is in the business news section of RT.com. It says China's neighbor Kyrgyzstan has been piling up gold reserves as a hedge against a possible trade war between Beijing and Washington. The country is seeking to boost the share of gold in its 2 billion international reserves to 50% from its current 16% position. The rules of the game are changing. Kyrgyz Central Bank Governor Tokmak, I'm not going to, Andy Gulov told Bloomberg in an interview, it doesn't matter what currencies we have in our reserves, dollars, we should say petrodollars, yuans, or rubles, all make us vulnerable. So he's talking about that triangle of threatening trade wars between Russia, China. It's basically the U.S. Initiating wars with Russia and China. China and Russia are not in a trade war with each other. So it's like David said, you know,
right.
It's the U.S. economy that is vulnerable here. So the Kyrgyz currency, the SOM, slumped to a record low in 2015 following steep depreciation of the Russian ruble amid an oil crisis and standoff with the West. Since then, the country boosted the share of gold in its reserves from 8% to 15%. Gold is Kyrgyzstan's largest export. Since 2014, the country's central bank has been buying up as much of the country's gold as possible. If we decide to sell gold, then we can easily sell it and convert it into the currency we need. Taking into consideration that we mine a lot of gold in our country, it's God-given that we should keep a large part of our reserves in gold. And I just have one question for you, though, Dave. when I hear central bank, a red flag goes off. And I wonder if it's part of the global central banking system, which we know is corrupt. And so when I hear the central bank is buying the gold that the country is pulling out the ground, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to benefit those people. It'll benefit them in that
the
their currency
exactly.
will be strong. Their currency will be strong, but the overall value of the gold is going to be held by the central bank and whatever investors. Am I correct on, you know, raising a red flag?
100%, Scotty, and how I would have commentary that article, you did what I would have said exactly in the same thing. Central banks is under there's four city states in the world. The city of London, known as the city, Washington D.C., the Vatican, and the fourth one is the one that most people aren't aware of, or even know about, or even heard of. It's called BIS, the Bank of International Settlement, out of Biscayne, Switzerland. And they are the central bank of central bankers. They established the monetary policy of all of the central banks. And when Scotty said, just because when you hear the word central bank, you should hear that means that the bankers, not the people. Just because I'm going to tell you, the banks in the U.S., they have gold, but the people don't. They stole all the gold from the people through different gold exchange process from in the 1930s when Roosevelt had said that everyone needs to hand in their gold to their local central bank, Federal Reserve Bank. Federal Reserve Bank and central bank is one and the same. They're private. It's a private entity. And so they told everyone that they needed to hand their gold in and exchange it for cash, else they would receive a jail sentence. It was an executive order, a jail sentence, or $10,000 in fine. That was actually a way to get the gold out of the everyday person's hand. Then in the 2000s, you saw cash for gold places everywhere. That was nothing more than another way to get all of the gold out of people's hand, even the jewelry grade gold, because they know that they had the investment grade gold taken out back in the 30s. The only thing people were starting to hold in this country was just a small amount of jewelry. And the thing about this system is that they have an insatiable appetite of never enough, so they wanted to steal all of that. And what they did is that they told people to give us your priceless gold and we'll give you worthless pieces of paper. And people were having gold parties all over the place, exchanging their money for currency. And that means you're exchanging your prosperity for indebtedness. And that's exactly it. And what Scotty said about the trifecta of, in the article, it said, because it just came up, it doesn't matter what currency we have in our reserves, dollars, yuans, or ruble, all make us vulnerable. See, the bankers know, the people don't. Why does it make them vulnerable? Because dollars make you vulnerable because it's a debt instrument. It has no intrinsic value. So this is very, very important. And notice they went from 6%. They're now targeting to go to 50%. And it's not the people that's going to benefit from that. The people won't have gold. It doesn't matter if Fort Knox is full with gold. You won't benefit from it one way or another. They will. And as a matter of fact, by the U.S. having gold in Fort Knox, that gold is going to be used against you. And when gold is used against you, that means the intrinsic value of a resource is being used against your intrinsic value. Here's what I mean by that, and this is very, very important for today's show. When the U.S., this is why I never say us. Whenever we talk about what the U.S. is doing, I never refer to, I never use the word us. meaning talking about us as the U.S. and everything else, because you can't do that, because when you do that, are you going to take on all the responsibilities that the U.S. has done globally around the world? And if you would say that yes, you should, I would say that that is not a wise thing to do. It's pretty naive because of what has been done. There is a different entity. The U.S. has its own person, not a living being. It's a person. It has a personship. It has legal standing. Okay? And that legal standing does not benefit you at all. It actually uses its legal standing against you. So the U.S. may have gold in Fort Knox. Many say that there is no gold in Fort Knox. I say it really doesn't matter if there's gold in Fort Knox or not. The only thing that matters is that, do you have any real money? Or are you using your intrinsic talents and abilities and expanding those talents and abilities? Because that's money. You are money as an individual, because you have intrinsic value that has sustainability qualities. You can fish, you can think, you can do things with your hand, you can provide for yourself and your family. Those are the intrinsic values of you. When we talk about this, and the overall system knows how to get that from us, they talk about our talents and abilities. They take those talents and abilities and they put it into their overall control, and so they benefit from it and not you. This is why you have what they call a boss, because you work for a corporation, or you work within the overall economy. Even though I don't have a so-called boss, I still work in the economy, so I am beholden economically to this economy. The economy has some position of holding on me, but I remove myself from that by how I respond to resources. The resources of being able to do certain things, the resources to think for yourself, the resource to apply your talents, the resource of also using real money, silver and gold, and other things. Very, very important. But I want to get to this point, this need to make it. The U.S. could have all of the gold filled in Fort Knox, all of it being the purity amount that it needs, the purity assayed amount, meaning that it's pure gold, and they have all of the gold by weight that's supposed to be there. They can have all of the gold, and when the economic collapse of the common person's economy collapses, that gold is not going to stop the overall common person's economy from collapsing, because the common person doesn't have gold. They do. And that's going to work against everyone because of this. If you remember, there was the HR House Resolution 5404, and in 5404 it said that they were going to have the dollar to be a certain weight of gold. When they do that, every person here that is not prepared for that, there is going to be a more of an economic depression that you will be in than what we ever been before. Because they're going to monetize the currency and back the currency by gold. And when they do that, if you don't have the gold, if you don't have gold yourself, they're going to be using the overall demand, because now countries around the world, it won't just be small countries. It will be large ones, India, China, Japan, Korea, and when I say Korea, I mean North and South Korea, Russia, all of the France, Germany, England, South Africa, Libya, Iran. They will all be on the gold standard, and when they're back on the gold standard, all of the citizens around the world that don't have that overall standing capability is going to suffer more than they even suffer during the debt creation and accumulation stage, which we're in right now. Because here how it's going to work. They're going to say that because of the economic crisis, the only thing that the global economy will accept And this is an example of that. The global economy will only accept something that it has full faith and confidence in. And you heard the old saying, it's as good as gold, meaning that the confidence in gold is so great. This is things that get said that mean a lot, that sometimes we go right, you know, we don't pay much attention to. It's as good as gold. So they're going to have a gold standard, and when they do that gold standard, because they're going to say that there was war and because of the economic crisis that the global economy was put under, no one would trust anyone with debt anymore. You had to make a transaction, and it had to be securitized or collateralized by gold, silver, gold, silver, and other means of resources, oil, farming capabilities, all things that have intrinsic value, basically everything that the great creator has given to sustain life. They're going to say that that is the only thing that is of value that is accepted now. Just imagine you being in business, and at one time you used to allow people to come in with Pokemon cards, and you would trade their Pokemon cards and give them a quarter or a dollar or whatever, just using that as an example. Now today, there's been too many Pokemon cards that was caught up, I mean, that were made, and you don't trust that anymore. And not only that, you don't accept it anymore. That's how the dollars, rubles, yens, yuans are going to be. And what they're going to do is that the common person here will have, even people that have millions and millions and millions of dollars, they have millions and millions of depreciated instruments that the world no longer has confidence in, nor does it want, nor does it accept. So they now become instantly broke billionaires and millionaires. You've seen it in Zimbabwe. Because then, in order for you to get a resource such as milk and everything else, you're going to have to bring boatloads of cash to get it. This is why that statement was made. It doesn't matter what currency we have in our reserves. Dollars, yuans, or rubles all make us vulnerable. And dollars make you vulnerable to this whole system. So when they revalue this and they go back to opening the gold window in the U.S. that Nixon closed, the U.S. never left the gold standard and the silver standard. They still have it to this day. They just don't let you know that they have it. So what they're going to do is that when they do that, they're going to have a conversion rate. So they're going to know exactly where you are. You won't be able to fool them or trick them, because the new currency will have gold and silver undertones in it. It will probably have some gold and silver, a small amount of gold and silver that will have new currency that will have a similar look, something that looks like gold, or it may actually have leafings of gold and silver, small amount of leafing of gold and silver in it. And if you go in your pocket right now and pull out any currency or any debt instrument or any dollars in your pocket right now, they all are green. The greenbacks will actually let them know that this is what you have, and you got everything from the debt side of the economy. And they're going to print these new currencies that will be exchangeable into gold, and that the conversion rate is going to be sick. I anticipate that in order for you to get $1 of the new gold-backed currency that they'll have and the new silver-backed currency, the silver-backed probably may even be more than the gold-backed, because silver is more valuable than gold. So, but let's just say it's just the gold. Let's just use that as an example. So $1 of the gold-backed currency, in order for you to get that $1 of gold back currency when all you have is greenbacks, and that's what everybody here has had, because they took all of the gold out of everybody's in a scheme, in a conspiracy agenda, under a conspiracy agenda. It will take 10,000 greenbacks to equal $1 of the gold back currency. So what does that mean? you will have to give up 10,000 pieces of the greenback to get $1 of the other. And let me tell you something. The greenbacks won't be here for you to acquire them. All of the greenbacks in the M2 and money supply and everything, all of that stuff will be burned up. So it doesn't matter, your digital account, whatever your balance is, it will all be in the old greenback dollars. It will be USD, not USDG, US dollar gold back, USDGB. There will be a different denotation that will be in everything. It will be USDGB. U.S. dollar gold back, and then there will be for a period of time, it will be just USD. And when that happens, folks, poverty will sweep across this nation like never before. And when one of the things that the system loves to do is they love to create depressions, recessions and depressions, because then they're able to take from the people what they worked so hard to acquire for pennies on the dollar. And it's all orchestrated. This is why you have to budget in preparedness. Very, very important that we budget in preparedness. And I just want to say to Carlos, thank you for sending me this article. Carlos had no clue that that's what today's show was going to be all about. And he sent me this, and that's what it really meant. This is what it means, and this is a clear indication of what's going on here. And as Scotty said, central banks ain't the people. And what they were saying in this article is a mouthful. And what it really means. And these are some of the things that you have to be fully aware of and engage in. And what I want to do is I want to talk about, even if you don't have a lot of cash, what is it that you can do to budget into preparedness? You may not be able to buy 1 ounce of gold or even an ounce of silver. That's all right. That's quite all right. I want to address some of the things that you should be doing now, first, and then for those of you that can, you should be doing that, but there's a way and a process in which you should be doing that, because if you do that wrong, you're going to lose. If you don't know what you have, you will lose it. You definitely, definitely will lose it, okay? So, very critical, today's show, and when we come back out of the break, before we go into the break, when we come back out of the break, I want to just talk about different things, what you should be doing, and then open up for any questions. Scotty says, my next question is this central bank paying the nation for its gold? Is it market rate or deep discount, thus robbing the people? That's exactly it, Scotty, right there. That's exactly it. My next question, Scotty said, is what is this central bank paying the nation for its gold? Is it market rate or a deep discount, thus robbing the people? My man, Scotty. Yep, that's exactly it, Scotty. Here's what happens. And I hope folks don't get mad at me, but if you do, that's cool. I've been researching this and I've been involved in this for a very long time and for a very significant portion of my life. And if you look at just biblically, go to where gold is first introduced biblically. And it's going to be about 3 verses after man is first introduced biblically in Genesis. And it says, go to Hevilah where the gold is good. After man is created, it said, go to Hevilah where the gold is good. In my estimation, that was a reason to go to Hevilah. I mean, there was a reason. It was saying that man needed to go to Hevilah because the gold was good there. And it's a very strong statement that's being made. And reading between the lines on that statement can mean the difference of so much in how you respond to different things. And I'm going to tell you what my overall, through what I've learned through the precious metals was this, is that slavery on this planet was introduced for one reason and one reason, for one reason only. Couple of reasons. Let me rephrase that. To control people and to take from them, take their energy, and to benefit the few. Okay? And what the few did was that they realized that they didn't know how to monetize people's energy. So the best way to do it was to monetize it this way. And monetization is very, very important. They monetized the general population this way. They created an enslavement and subjugation program that would cause men to go into the mines and mine gold and come out of those mines with the gold and give it to those that control the economy. This is why I said go to Hevila where the gold is good, so that they can go in the mines and go and mine gold. And if you know anything about mining gold, it is a very difficult process because you have to, it's labor intensive. There's no guarantee that you'll get gold, but you're guaranteed to break your back getting it. And this was one of the things that the system established, was that they realized that those that wanted the gold, they weren't willing to break their back to go get it. So what did they do? They enslaved other people to do it. And so when Scotty asked this question about, does the central bank pay the nation for his gold? Is it the market rate or at a deep, deep discount? They steal at all times the gold. They make people go into the mines and acquire the overall resources and pay them in cash, debted instruments. They acquire them to go in to pull out valuable resources, priceless, and they give them worthless in return. And they constantly crash the overall economies because they are not giving anything of value that can sustain life. There was an article about some rats in India that got into an ATM machine, and the rats were eating up over equivalent to a $17,000 in cash. The rats just ate them up. Well, cash now has a new intrinsic value as rat food. The system didn't lose one penny in that because they never created any money in the beginning. It was all a facade. Very, very, very important. So when Scotty asked that question, are they paying the market rate? No. Are they getting it at a deep, deep discount, thus robbing the people? Yes. They are not even getting it at discount. They're getting it for free. And they're using their overall holdings of this resource to actually indebt it and to keep the overall common person having to come back to work in the mine every day. Because when you have sustainability and you have real resources, what need do you have for a boss? Absolutely none. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And then Scotty had a question, and I want to read something that Scotty said. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Crazy. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And, you know, some of the things we talk about is not very popular. It's you know, it's like a foreign language to people. I'm going to tell you something. It's critical. On this show, we don't talk about other things that we don't talk about entertainment things. We don't talk about sports. We don't talk about what the system wants us to always to be focusing on, because the system does not want you to know how valuable you are and what real money is. Because if you would know that, then you would only accept money for your valuable labor and your valuable energy, because you are worthy of that. That's what your overall rate should be. You exchange an asset for an asset. Let me ask you all something before we go to, I'm going to read this thing that Scotty said. Would you allow someone to take your home? Would you allow someone to, let's say you owned a home. Let's say you owned $1 million, a home that was cash valued, a price valued at $1 million. And you owned it free and clear. There was no, you actually had a lordial title on it. There was no bond. There was no property tax that you had to pay on that. And someone came and wanted to offer you, hey, how about this? I'll offer you this wooden chair that I made for your $1 million home. The chair is an asset. You got a bad back. You can sit down and relax. And I'll exchange you the home, the chair for your home. What would you say? Any person that has a electrical pulse of thinking inside of their brain would say, no, you must be out your mind. And not only that, would get more than offended, would think that the person is trying to rob them or are trying to con them out of their overall their prized possession, which would be true. You should be ready to fight. Well, that's what this system does daily. It offers us a small chair for our valuable intrinsic talents and ability. And we accept it because we don't realize that we're getting a bad deal, that it's a scam, that we're actually being taken advantage of. Because we were told that this chair was a magical chair, because one of the things that the person is going to do in order to get you to exchange the chair is that they're going to embellish and lie about the value of the chair. They're going to say the chair is one of a kind. It's worth $3 million. Lies, 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 lies. When you look at the intrinsic value of it, the intrinsic value of it is only that it can support you in sitting. It's nothing more that that chair can do. That home can do so much more for you. It has more intrinsic value than a chair. And I don't mean to, and I use that as an example or to make that analogy, not to insult anyone. But I use that because what they're doing is beyond insulting. This is generational economic genocide. We're losing our prosperity. And we'll never be able to catch up in this system. We'll never be able to catch up because we are exchanging value for something. We're exchanging priceless for worthless, which means that we are depreciating nullifying our value. Very, very important. So my man Scotty said this, wrote it in the chat room. I was reading about Mansa Musa. And if you know Tando Radio Show, that's the, what's that thing called when you put up a avatar? That's our avatar is Mansa Musa. I was reading an I was reading about Mansa Musa traveling with all his victims of slavery, handing out gold. I thought it was those victims of slavery who mined the gold. And what Mansa Musa did was this, is that Mansa Musa went on a journey. He had so much gold. Was the richest man in recorded human history was Mansa Musa. Mansa Musa had so much gold when he traveled and he started to give out gold, he nearly broke the global economy, which means he did. Why did Mansa Musa break the global economy? And Mansa Musa knew exactly what he was doing. Here's why Mansa Musa broke the global economy. They're going to tell you that because he gave out so much gold, the overall value of gold started to drop. No, that wasn't it. That's the lie and the deception. Mansa Musa broke the global economy because of this reason. He gave out so much gold that now people had a resource that they didn't need a boss anymore, and they weren't required, and because they had sustainability, they didn't have to show up for a job. They didn't have to participate in the economy that was exploiting them anymore. And because of that, it almost broke the global economy, and he became public enemy number one. Remember Gaddafi? Remember the Hunt brothers? And if you don't know what was going on there, Gaddafi was really a modern-day Mansa Musa. And he was a threat to the overall global stability and economy. So what did they do? First thing that they did was they wanted to take away all of his gold. And they wanted to take away his gold and his influence in the gold world. He was public enemy number one. They took his gold and they gave it to Chavez in Venezuela. Then they crashed the Venezuelan economy so that they would have to sell it back. This is why they're going to be crashing Germany's economy. This is why Deutsche Bank is in major trouble. And all that depend on Deutsche Bank is fine. Those that depend on Deutsche Bank are in major financial trouble. This is how this system works. That's why Mansa Musa nearly broke the overall global economy, because he did. But they'll lie and say it was this. They wrote the propaganda. The thing about history is this. History will always be kind to those that work within the system, because they're the ones that's writing the historical legacy. Right. Scotty says, yeah, Dave. He gave that gold to people he wanted favor with. He didn't give it the gold to the victims of slavery. He used the energy to mine the gold. Exactly. No, that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. He used that, and there was also gold that he gave out, which is not reported. He also gave gold out to others as well. But they don't want that story of Mansa Musa because it shows the overall connection to and the significance of Mansa Musa. They don't want you to know the significance of Gaddafi, and they don't want you to know the significance of Mansa Musa. There are many different stories of Mansa Musa that don't get talked about. And I don't know why I haven't done Mansa Musa. I've done Mansa Musa once here on Tando Radio Show. I don't know why I have. I need to do that, because there's different accounts of Mansa Musa that are extremely important. It was a strategical play that Mansa Musa was doing. He purposely destabilized the global economy, because there was something that Mansa Musa wanted. I'll bring you that story. Very, very important. That one needs a two-day show itself. So let's talk about, if you have any questions or comments, hold off to them real quick. I want to get into budgeting for preparedness here. For those that of us that don't have a lot of cash, what are some of the things that you could do? And then those that do have cash, what is the thing that you need to be doing? I want to take those of us that don't have a lot of cash, first and foremost. Because in actuality, all of us don't have a lot of cash because it's all worthless nothing. But right now, we can exchange it for something of critical intrinsic value. And we should be taking advantage of that as we speak. But let's say you are someone, an individual, and there's no shame in this at all. The reason why there is a disparaging separation between those that have resources and don't is because those that have resources generally 9 times out of 10 or 9.999 out of 10, they were actually stealing the energy of those that didn't have it to get it. So it was all by ill-gotten gains anyhow. So those that do have it, how did they get it? How did they get it? In the significant numbers, that should be the question. So now, for those of us that don't have a lot of cash, this is some of the budgeting things that you need to be doing. Whatever cash that you have, you should be exchanging it for resources right away. You always start with the table of preparedness, food, water, energy, shelter, that being first. Next, you go into coins, your nickels, your dimes, your quarters, your pennies. Every person here should be acquiring and never, ever give up. Whenever you go to the store, you never give up change to pay for something. Keep that change. Use a dollar instead, a piece of paper instead. Because the coins, when the U.S. economy goes through its revaluation, we as the everyday people in the communities, if we have coins, those coins will not be a part of the overall dollar demise. If you've ever read the dollar, it says a Federal Reserve note. If you ever read a coin, it doesn't say a Federal Reserve note on it because it's not a note. Coins aren't notes unless they've been unless they've been fiated as a note, unless they are a fiat as a note. But coins are fiated as money. Gold is fiated as money. Silver is fiated as money. The overall cash that you have is fiated as debt. It's a fiat. And most people think a fiat means that it's worthless, it's not backed by anything. That is not true. Fiat just means that it's recognized by a government. Gold is a fiat recognized by the overall government. That's what it means. So for those of us that don't, do not give up your coins, your quarters, your nickels, your dimes, preferably nickels. Collect and save all of your nickels. Exchange. Take a $20 bill. Take it to the bank. Take it to wherever you want to go and ask them to exchange that $20 bills for $20 worth of nickels. This is what you have to do. This is some of the budgeting that you'll have to do. This will actually give you opportunities and will actually shelter you from the overall common person's economy collapse that's going to be happening and is going to speed itself up. This is, have you noticed whenever you go into supermarkets, you see coin machines inside of them all the time. They say, bring your coins in and we'll give you dollars in exchange. That is the same thing as bring your gold in and we'll give you dollars in exchange. They are saying, give us your priceless and we'll give you worthless dollars. The U.S. dollar is what is going to lose all of its purchasing power because it is a note. It's a debt instrument. Read it. It's right there. They tell you everything before they do it. They just don't educate you on what their agenda is. So that's one of the things that's critical that we do in budgeting for this. Every time that you get paid, I don't care if you put four quarters away. I don't care if you put $10 away. You put the $10 or $20 or $1. You exchange that for an asset. And if you're going to exchange it for coins, the ones that you definitely want to do is nickel, because nickel, the nickels that the U.S. has now is still has nickel in them. They're going to be taking the nickel out of those very soon, like they took the silver out of the quarters and the dimes. And for those of you that are aware what happened in the 60s, they took out the silver, and that's because the U.S. went broke. They couldn't afford to keep silver in the quarters and dimes. That means the U.S., that means the economy, the common person's economy, could not sustain silver being in quarters and dimes anymore. That was a debt default. That was a bankruptcy. They had more liabilities than they did have assets. I don't care who you are. Doesn't matter how many dollar bills you have. If you have more liabilities than you have assets, you are bankrupt. It's the legal definition for bankruptcy. And you could have dollar bills. And most of us think, well, I got $1 million in the bank. I'm not bankrupt. Yes, you are. You just don't know it. Because every dollar bill that you have, Federal Reserve note that you have either digitally or physically, it says this on it. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You just don't know what that means. It means it's a debt instrument. And it also says Federal Reserve note on it. What is a note? A note is a promise to pay. How many promises has a man broken? All of them. It just so happens that right now that it's accepted. But as you start to see, countries great and small are starting to not take and want the U.S. dollar. So it's losing its overall confidence. Position of advantage. Scotty says, Dave, how much copper today pennies contain? I will look it up. Yes, pennies. And the pennies that you want are the ones from 1981 and earlier. The pennies today have less copper, way less copper in them. The pennies from 1981 and earlier have more copper. And Scotty just posted that, just posted it. Yes. So you don't want to the pennies and the quarters, but they still will not the key with that, they may not have, just like the dimes and the quarters have copper in them now. This is why you have the brown around the edges. They may not have the silver that was replaced, and they've taken a majority of the copper out of those, but the nickel still has nickel in them. And nickel is, you know, it's an asset. So you want to get your coins because it's not a note, okay? Very, very important. And what I was saying about bankruptcy is, so whenever you have digital dollar bills, or digital meaning in the bank, that's not just because your bank statement says or your printout says that you have $100,000 or $1 million, that don't mean it's there. That's just a digital reading. That can be swiped at any time. First hack it, whoosh, swipe, gone. Banking website don't come up. ATMs don't come up. Bank is closed. How much do you have now?
Hey, Dave, I got another question on there.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Just from reading about what went on in Venezuela and, you know, just trying to use the little bit that I know about how economies work. So when we're talking about digital funds, I mean, that's really no different than you having the paper dollar in your pocket. Where to show up for us, the common people, as you say, is when we try to go somewhere and use that ATM card to use the digital currency. You know how you can pay at the cashier, or if you pull them dollars out, they won't purchase as much. We're talking about lost purchasing power, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, or even Scotty, it won't come up. Remember when they were doing the power outages, or when the WIC cards didn't work and things of that nature, because they can cut that off at any time. One of the things that the physical, the dollar bills that we have in our pockets, the physical dollar bill, it gives us a little more protection than the digital ones. The digital ones give us no protection at all. That's what the system actually prefers. This is why you hear them talk about a cashless society. Because one of the things that cash does do is that it will allow you to operate anonymously in the black market. But it doesn't give you much in that way, because it's a physical thing. You can hand someone $100 in cash. And the currency, you can hand them that, and no one will know about that. And so there's different things that you can do. And not only with that, is that if you have the dollar bill in your physical possession, unless someone demonetizes it all the way to zero or takes it from you, if the economy is still functioning, you still can use that digitally. They can easily get you by not opening up the bank, saying they have a DNS attack where the website is down, the credit cards don't work, and all these other things. That's where they really got you. So the cash offers you a little more protection than digital. One of the things with cash, you do want to do this. If you can hold on to about 40 or 50 or up to $100 in notes during the economic crisis, $1 bills, go get a bunch of ones, take a $100 bill and turn it into $1 bills. Take those and keep those. Why is that important? Because the first couple of hours of the next major economic crisis, those bills will still offer you some leverage in getting where you need to get or helping you facilitate what you want to facilitate. After that, 48, 72, 1 week later, those dollar bills will no longer have the same purchasing power. So in the initial crisis, there will still be dollar bills, will still have some form of purchasing power that you can rely on in the beginning, in the initial stages, the preliminary stages. But as it advances, it'll be lost. You need to use that to your advantage. This is why you don't want to have $100 bills with you. You want to have it in the smallest denomination, ones and fives. Ones and fives is how you want to budget in preparing. Okay? So very, very important. That's some of the things that – there's also some of the things that you can do is whenever you come across cash – move it into an asset. Don't try to hold on to it. Yes, what I mean by don't try to hold on to it, what I mean by that, and I have to say that, you want to always... what up, CMCP? He says they also silver dealers that take Bitcoin, so you know it's going down. So true. So true. What you want to do is I lost my train of thought. All right, it'll come back to me in a second. So that's some of the things that you want to consider, okay?
Dave, so you just talking about the purchasing power.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
And the dollars still having value within a certain time frame. That's what you were talking about last.
Yeah, thank you, Scotty, to reground me there. Thanks. Good looking out. So in the initial stages, the first couple of hours, the first couple of days, that dollar will have purchasing power. And you don't want to take $100 bills with you, because think about it. If you have $100 bills in the initial crisis, what if you need to be able to get something in one day, and then the next day that overall the currency rate, which changes and fluctuate extremely, look at Venezuela. Next day you wake up and now that $100 bill only has the purchasing power of $3. Because you had it in such a large form, you weren't able to exchange it and you weren't able to utilize it into making a medium of exchange or to acquire something or exchange it for something else. So you'll lose out so much more. If it's in the $1 bills, then it's just the $1 that you've lost, not the whole $100. that you lost. So you want to do that. And you want to use, and this is what I was saying also, when it comes to using dollar bills, you want to use your currency to maintain your quality of life, your standard of living. Okay? Pay your bills, maintain your quality of life and standard of living. You never, ever save in cash. Whatever you're saving in cash, you need to move it into an asset. And don't take my word for it. Take what the central banker says. Cash makes us vulnerable. We've been telling you that from the very first day that we've been on air. The system is actually telling you that as well. So you don't want to save. If you have a savings of cash, you haven't saved anything. What is really happening is, how many of us, if we knew, if we took our monetary, if we could put our monetary power in a bottle of sand, and the sand would represent our financial energy, how many of us would put our sand in a bottle with holes in them, that the sand would start to leak out? And once it leaks out of the bottle, you lose it forever. It goes into the abyss. Well, when you save, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how much you have. You could be a pro athlete or whatever. You could be an artist, an actress, a CEO. When you save in cash, there is no such thing as savings. You are in the worst form of debt that you don't even know, because it's losing purchasing power every day. You're putting your sand in a bottle with holes, and the sand is falling out. Soon enough, the hourglass will be empty. We need to know that, because that's the truth. That's how it works. And this is the best way that I can actually explain it to everyone. So when it comes to, even if you don't have much in cash, you don't, whatever you were going to put in savings, whatever you were going to try to save, you don't save it in cash. You transfer that into a resource. And I'm going to tell you, this is a part, I'm going to tell you what happened to me in part of my precious metals class, and I give this precious metals class to our clients. And when I was a young man working at a supermarket, I used to get paid, and I would immediately take, and I was a teenager, probably about at the first age of being able to work. And when I started, you had to be at least 16 years old to work. As soon as I turned 16 years old, I was working, and I worked at a supermarket. And when I would get paid, I would take a sum of my cash, and I would go to the local coin store, and I would exchange some of it for silver, quarters, and dimes. Silver, quarters, and dimes. That dollar bill, let's say if I had a $100 bill that I saved from the 80s to now. Do you know the purchasing power of that dollar bill is below $10 right now? It's around $8, or even, might even be $6. So over the time period, it has lost 96 to 98% or 94% of its purchasing power. Meaning this, that dollar bill, that $100 bill from the 80s can't even buy $10 worth of goods anymore. But when I exchanged that, when I took some of that cash and I converted it to silver quarters and silver dimes, one silver quarter from 19, when I exchanged it, and there were some of them were 1960 silver quarters, one silver quarter from 1960 today has the purchasing power of $5.34. That's just the quarter, not the dollar. See the difference? then these are some economic truths that we don't know. And because we don't know, we get exploited by it. So that's what the everyday person could do and should be doing, regardless of how much or how little cash you need. This is what you need to do. And more importantly, you need to live by this and you need to teach your heirs this. Because if you don't, the system will continue to enslave them into poverty, into generations yet not named. It's the truth. It is just the truth. You don't need, the truth doesn't need you or nor I. We need the truth. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about individuals that have a lot of cash, which you should be doing. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, then give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. There's an article that I want to start off with, see if I can pull it up real quickly, and I didn't think about it, but you may have to just take my word for it. I have to post it a little bit later. Oh, I posted it inside of BTR Community before, so you may have to go back to it. It was one of the central bankers from, I can't remember, I think it's Austria. It wasn't a central banker. It was the central bank governor, a central bank governor, same sort of thing. And this part of the last part of the show, we're going to be about 10 minutes in and then open up the lines and for you all to have your questions because the dialogue is much more important than the monologue. I really do hope that you're catching some of the things that we are talking about today, because it's critically important. And I do this because I care about us as people, and I care about us as individuals in within the human species, because it's necessary for us to realize the importance of where we are and who we are. Because if we don't value, if we don't know what we have, then we will lose it. And we've been losing our value every day, daily, for generations. This is how there is a disparaging gap between those that have and those that have not. And the have-nots don't have cash. They have resources. And because they have resources, they dictate influence. You heard it all before, the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules. And we are golden, and we're giving up our overall talents of the overall golden talents of ourselves. And that's making someone else in position of advantage to make rules for us that we obey and live by. And that puts us, and that makes us impoverished and disenfranchised. So there was an article, I can't find it real quick. I posted it back into, it's like a couple of weeks ago, and it's where a governor of the central bank said that, let me just see if I can, if his mother didn't have gold coins during, if his mother didn't have gold coins as a child, he would have starved. And he was talking about the economic crisis that that Europe went through, Austria went through, and because of that, his mother was wise enough and cunning enough to have gold coins, and that actually saved him. Here it is. Oops, nope, that wasn't it. Let me see if I can find it real quick, because I want to. Well, I have to get it a little bit later. So, and I forgot to put it in for today's show. Well, I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis of what he said. Well, so he said that because of the economic crisis, his mother was wise enough. The only reason why they were able to eat, and the only reason why he survived as a child, because if his mother didn't eat, he wouldn't have survived as a child. The only reason why he survived is because of gold. His mother had gold coins. And that was significant because that was truth, and there's a truth that he was conveying to everyone. He's saying that, hey, we're going back to that. I hope you all are as wise as my mother. Because what do you think his mother taught him from that day moving forward? Do you think that she taught him to be dependent on currency? No, never again. My grandmother lived through the Great Depression. And she told me, David, this is what you need to do to prepare for the Great Depression that's going to be greater than the one that I lived through and I survived. This is what you're going to need to be doing. She told me. Told me how she got through it. They had very little gold. They had silver. But what they did have was they had a lot of things of intrinsic value. And those things of intrinsic value is how they got through the Great Depression. And that's very, very important as to learn from what the system always uses, and the overall cure for it remains the same. Resources, resources, resources. Now, the precious metals is not the only resource. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that you have to have assets. And let me tell you what an asset is. It's not what many and what the economic system tells you what an asset is. If man made it, it is not an asset. If man made it, it is not an asset. It has very limited capabilities in intrinsic value. A car. Man made it. The great creator didn't make it. Is it an asset? Yes. It's a very limited asset, though. In the economic crisis, how many cars you think are going to get repaired when they have a flat tire? How many cars you think are going to be able to be fueled? How many cars are going to have the necessary oil that's needed to maintain them? It's dependent upon something else to support its overall intrinsic value. When the great creator makes an asset, it's self-sustaining. Land is an asset. Oil is an asset. Fruit trees are an asset. As long as you're not killing them, it will bear fruit. It may do it on in a seasonal, but it still will do it. It sustains itself. A tree doesn't need gas. Cars do. That's the difference between an asset. An asset, a liability, is what man gives other mankind to enslave them. An asset is what the great creator has given us for sustainability, water, our talents and ability. As long as you're able to energize your overall physical body and not squander your talents by choice, you're able to use those talents. Those talents are indicative to your overall existence. You are able to do that because that is your talent, your abilities, your sustainable life force. So now, for those of you that have large amounts of cash, I would say to you, you should be moving just like what we talked about for those that don't. You should be doing those exact same things, and you definitely should be moving and exchanging those notes for real money as soon as you can while they still accept it. While it's still accepted. Because at some point, at some time, it's not going to be accepted. You won't be able to exchange it. One of my clients was telling me about how they were in Cyprus. And a person came into his store. He owned a jewelry store. Person came in with 2 million euros currency during the Cyprus crisis. And he said to him, I'll give you 2 million euros. Came in all bold and everything else and boastful. I'll take everything in the store. Here's 2 million euros. The gentleman didn't even, the client told me the gentleman didn't even touch the euros. He said, you can take your worthless euros and get out of the store until you walk back in here with something that can exchange value for the value. Don't walk back in the store. He wouldn't accept the cash. This has happened throughout human history. This is not me telling you this for whatever reason that you think that I'm telling you this for. It's because this is historical truths of how these things happen. And it has to be done. It has to be done while you still can exchange it, because at some point, once that window closes, this is what's going to happen. Those that do have the precious metals and those that do have and exchange their currency for real money, they will actually be the individuals that will be the dictators of the new economy, and things will be coming to them because they have resources now. The economy needs those with resources. It doesn't need those that don't have it. Here's how it works. When you don't have resources, the economy uses you. When you have resources, the economy asks your permission to engage in any transaction. It's a different polarity. It's a different table. It's a different balance. It's the total opposite ends of the situation. Also had clients that are down in Venezuela. Their families became extremely wealthy because they prepared for the economic collapse of Venezuela before it happened. And because they had the preferred and the tangible and the available assets before the crisis. See, the key to preparing, you always heard me say this, the key to preparing is that you prepare when no one else is looking, because once everybody realizes that they're going to need some water for the overall drought, you're going to have to compete with everybody. You'll be in a Black Friday mentality mob for staple resources. And if they're fighting over little Barbie dolls for Christmas, what do you think that they're going to be doing when it comes to water, food, and different things that are necessary for sustainability? It's going to be brutal. Always has been in human history, and this time ain't going to be no different, just because you happen to live in a country that has a flag that has red, white, and blue on it. That may be mildly interesting in their overall schooling of things, but that crap don't matter when the truth sets foot. You even realize that we've been had. So if you are those individuals, contact Prosperity Mint either way, but do something about it now. And I would say that you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing, because there will be mistakes that you can make that will nullify any good intentions that you had. So that's some of the budgeting things that we need to be doing. And it's really important that we jump on that when you can. Don't overextend yourself. Just do the small things that you can do and discipline yourself to do more. And you'll be fine. What are you losing? You're not losing anything. You're losing worthless pieces of paper, and you're acquiring real wealth. One of the keys to being wealthy is this, is that you first have to learn to be a prodigious saver. You have to save your energy. Don't waste your energy. Most of us think that wealth is always defined by financial terms. Here's how we waste our energy. We waste our energy fighting each other and stuff. Do you know you just made yourself energy deplete and poor and impoverished? Now you won't have the energy to contend with and do what you should be doing. This is why we have this daggone at each other's throat mentality, because that's a poor, disenfranchised person's mentality. We engage in the octagon with people. You're losing your energy that way. Your energy is the most valuable resource this universe knows. Because its sustainability is endless. So poverty reaches far more than just financial terms. So, very, very important. If you have any questions or comments before we get out of here, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. If you have a question or comment, definitely your questions and comments help different people. Ask, you know, if there's something you want to know. I don't know everything. I will definitely try to point you in the right direction, but your question is very, very important. And what we don't know, maybe that will send you on a journey for you to find out, and then that may, who knows, you may find a different talent that you has been suppressed within yourself. Very, very important that we share all of this stuff. I share this stuff because, let me tell you, I have a business. Some of the things that I talk about here on Tando Radio Show, I actually help people throughout the world with establishing. But we got a caller in queue, so I want to get to this caller. Welcome, caller, out of North Carolina. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, how you doing? My name's Roger.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
What up, Roger? I was calling to ask you now, as far as purchasing assets, using credit, or what? I mean, should you
what
use
if water were as active as you
to purchase real assets, or is that not a way to go?
Is that the preferred?
Limit to that, or?
Yes. Yeah, I think you already know that, and I'm glad you asked that because other people were probably thinking it. Roger, great question, and thank you. Yes, I think that you have to temper that and be careful with that. But also, it's important if you're going to use credit, because you think about it, your cash is credit, because gold and silver is money, everything else is credit. So your cash is credit, okay? Because it's a depreciating debt instrument. So, yes, you should use credit to acquire assets, but you shouldn't overextend yourself to where that credit is now becoming a strong burden against you. Because then what happens is that most people will then lose the asset as well. You have to be strong. There needs to be a different economic reprogramming that we have to go through. Because one of the things when you have real assets, it actually mitigates and it makes you neutralizes the overall threat of default. Meaning this, when you have it mitigates you from the liability of default. When you have real assets, so what if they take your house, your car, and everything else? Guess what you can do? You can go back with those assets and acquire that for pennies on the dollar. So it mitigates the liability of default. But just be careful, because we have been taught all of the wrong things when it comes to that aspect? It's a great, great question. It's really a question for a whole show, but I'm glad you asked it. And yes, I would use it. I would leverage it to my advantage, because using cash and credit is no different. They're both a debt instrument.
Awesome.
They're both
well,
a debt instrument.
I appreciate that, Dave. I appreciate that. And I just like to say I enjoy the show. I'm a new caller. I listen quite often, but Scotty and you guys do a great job. So I'll go ahead and mute my line, but I sure appreciate that info.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling in, brother. And anytime. Look forward to hearing from you in the future. Yes, sir. So, all right, everyone, listen, you're getting ready to get out of here. Just want to say thank you all for participating. Roger, thanks for the question. What's up, brother Max? Max and Scotty's coming on with New Abolition Radio's coming up right after Tando Radio Show, so please definitely be in there. Stay here for that. Tune in for that. And big ups to all of you. And Scotty, thank you for your input today. As always, much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. Much love. Much respect. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.